third button. And I guess, Christian, you can.
All right, let's call this meeting to order. We're going to call it to order. I've got two different times, Sherry. What do you want me to use?
I'm seeing 5:46.
Okay, we'll go with that, 5:46. So we'll do a roll call. Christian Taylor, here. Larry Morgan.
Here.
John Gary. Not yet. Wilma?
Here.
Thank you. And then we have a vacancy. Sherry, do you have a flag? Oh, that's lovely. If we could all stand with the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Sherry, will you lead us?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, ma'am. Hang on one second. Yikes. Sorry, there it is. Oh, okay. Okay, so we need an approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
Thank you, Larry. I will second.
Aye.
You're ahead of me. All in favor by roll, Christian, aye. Larry?
He gave you his aye.
Yeah. John? Wilma?
Aye.
Thank you. We are, let's see. So we have our consent agenda. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I second it.
Thank you, both of you. All in favor by roll, Christian, aye. Larry?
Aye.
John? Wilma?
Aye.
Thank you. So now, excuse me, is the time for public comment. Do we have public that wants to comment?
Anybody raise your hand if you were thinking you wanted to talk?
All right, next. So we have reports. Does anybody on the board have a report? I'm good. Larry?
I don't.
Okay, Wilma?
No.
Okay. Sherry, you're up.
Okay, and I'm gonna pull up my report because it wasn't in your packet. I'm gonna show that to you, but I wanna point out that at 6, we have scheduled our DMS person, Valerie. And then at 6:05, Nick Trover was gonna jump in and give us an update on the well project. So if we run into any of that, let's stop and let them jump on, okay?
Yep.
Okay, so let me share my screen so you can follow along with the dancing ball. There's no dancing ball, obviously. So my report, which I'll forward to you, we are closing on the Portola property. Hooray! Finally, it should be done. It will either have been filed today or tomorrow, which is just absolutely fantastic. Getting the money wired and getting all the right people to be able to approve that transaction was a little bit of, you know, we actually still had Cindy Henry's name on one of the approval pieces, which I have no idea, but that was long, deeply buried in our processes. Jared let me know that since we're due possibly for some snow this weekend, he is trying to find somebody to be able to plow for us because we've not had that responsibility previously. So now it will be our responsibility, and keeping that sidewalk clean will be our responsibility. On the purchase of the Doyle property, last month we were still having some edits being done by DMS, not DMS, EdTech, and those were completed. The fiscal feasibility report was submitted. They came back instantly with a couple of questions, which we responded to, and now that whole packet is, I think it goes, they have an office in Davis, which is their state of California office. And then once that review is complete, it actually goes to Washington, D.C. for federal review. So it's pretty involved and lengthy, but he did say once everything was submitted, it's 1 to 2 months. So hopefully we're on our way with that one. I have a little report of enrollment for you to see. You know, I present to you each month, sort of the beginning of the month, enrollment and where we are. You'll notice we've lost some students at Thompson Peak, 15 in the last month. And I'm going to, you know, Kelly has shared with me, we've had kids move. We've gotten really, really strict on non-compliance. If a student is not finishing enough work, they are receiving a non-compliance letter. And Kelly, you talked about it's actually triggered kids. They get that and then they're just done.
Correct. There's graduates in there too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yes, the tone is changing.
Okay. So I don't have great grief over that because of course we are getting the same amount of money. So in the case of Long Valley, it's a little painful because we actually have more students than we did last year, but we're reaping the benefit at Thompson Peak because we have less students at this point, but we're still being paid on last year's enrollment. So that's good. And Christian, I don't know if you could see, but I see that John Geary is here. Yay, John. So we can, Lala, you want to make note that at 5:53, John joined the meeting. The leadership team attended Charter School Development Center conference. And this year, since it couldn't be held in an actual location, it was all online over the period of 4 days. Boy, that was hard to sort of maintain that mental state to stay in it. But the sessions were good. One of the, over a period of 2 days, I learned a lot more about the renewal process for charter schools. And, you know, they're just making it tougher all the time. Now the state's actually come in and said that instead of showing that students coming to you are doing the same or better than the students at the school your students would have gone to, they've taken that away. They don't care. Now they're saying your students have to do what the state average is or better, which is actually a higher benchmark for our neck of the woods. So that's pretty interesting. And it'll remain to be seen where they've put in those kind of qualifiers saying that in order to be approved, you need to show this, that they could actually stop a district from reapproving or renewing a charter without making those standards. So, you know, staff will be learning more and more that it's super important that we're staying on this. The good thing I just learned is that the cycle looks like this. This year is going to count as a base year. So they'll look at these scores, but then they're going to look for growth over the next 2 years. And that's what will be judged when we go to our authorizers for renewal. So, you know, if we were going to have a base year, this is a good year with all the learning loss that I think would have happened. Kids not being, you know, at school every day because they're getting quarantined or sick. I think that's the best position to be in right now. So that was better. I'm going to skip to my last point was I notified all of you that we had someone in Portola have a positive COVID case. And we took a very conservative approach. And just because they are doing independent study and it's less of a struggle to say, we're not doing in-person meetings, we're just going to do the Zoom meetings with our families. We opted to go that way. And the contact tracing people from Plumas got in touch with this person and spent 2 hours apparently with this person doing a ton of questions. And she, the gal from Plumas County Public Health, came back to Elle and said, I need you to know what a great job your school is doing on your protocols, that these protocols exceed what most people are doing. And I will tell you that we're not gonna reach out to talk to anybody else. We don't need to put anybody else on an official quarantine. That to me was significant. So well done, everybody. That to learn that was really good. In fact, she said you could think about it because we said we were going to stay out through Thanksgiving break for that group. And Plumas County Health said, you know, you could reconsider and bring people back because they felt that good about what was happening at the center. Now, I don't want to do that. I think we let it be, let everybody have that space. We put everybody on notice and did that. But I think in the future, we would be less apt to just send everybody home with how things are operating. You know, we finally got the official notice from Fort Sage that they are not going to replace Ricky's spot on our board. They don't want to have a authorized or designated spot. So we get to have that board seat again. We need to bring ourselves up to 5 members. We actually don't have a tremendous amount of definition on what to do. So what I am going to propose that we do is next month, we make it official that we now are going to have this other at-large board member. I think we determine, because 2 of your board seats expire here at the end of 2020, and the other 2 expire at the end of 2022. The new term for like Christian and Larry, who are running unopposed, would be 2024. So the question would be, what date do you want this board seat to expire or terminate? So we need to, I think we could do that as an action item next month and make it official, advertise for the position, and then in January, you actually would appoint somebody to that spot because we've missed that opportunity during the official election time. So unless somebody has a concern or other thought, I will move in that direction.
I think that's a great direction, Sherry, to go forward with.
Feels a little official to really
line
in the sand now, so.
Get everybody on the same page.
Yeah. And so 3 of you will have your termination dates of your seat on 1 date and 2 will be on the other date. The question is, do you want to appoint someone for 4 years or you want to appoint someone for 2 years? If I were making a recommendation to you, it would be for 2 years. Make that line up with the 2022. This way you're appointing someone just for 2 years, not 4, and then they can go through the formal election process at that point. Okay, I'm heading that way. So that's the end of my report. And we're really close to 6. I bet we'll see her pop in here.
There she is.
That right on cue, Valerie. We're just getting ready to say it's time for finance.
There you go. Good evening, everyone. How are you all doing? Okay. So we have our monthly financial report for you this evening, and this will take you through the first 3 months of the year. And we again did a combined kind of overview for you So if we look on the narrative page, just want to highlight that everything is going according to plan, and the two schools, Long Valley, will end the year with projected 154 days cash on hand, which we always just want to keep be mindful of that. Thompson Peak at 167 days of cash on hand. And so expenditures are just right on track with where they should be at this time of the year. There's nothing of cause or concern for us. So we're getting to work on your first interim budget and things are looking good.
So you know what, Valerie, yes. Can I stop you for a second and just talk about what that process is and why it's
absolutely. Yeah, sure. So first interim budget process is really great just to make sure that we're trending when we're tying out to what our budget numbers are. So we really look at that in two big pieces. We look at your salaries and benefits and just make sure that we're on track for that. There is going to be a minimum wage increase January 1st. And so that causes a few staff members that are currently exempt employees. We need to do a slight increase for them to stay within the parameters of the law with the minimum wage increase. So we have a slight adjustment to a few salaries, nothing out of the ordinary. And then Sherry and I and our other finance team member have had a couple of meetings where we go through all the other expenditures, your curriculum, purchases and all the various services that you guys have, and just make sure that we're on trend, and we're working hard on that, and we've got just a little bit of fine tuning to do, and I hope to have a draft budget to Sherry here within the next couple of weeks. So that's kind of where things are at this point.
And then we'll be looking, if that'll be on your agenda to approve that adjustments to the budget at that first interim time in December.
Yes, there's quite a bit of activity in the month of December for the board. You'll be looking at your final audit and a new budget and maybe some other documents as well. So that's kind of where things are. I do have the summary there. Happy to answer any questions that you guys might have on any specific line items related to your budgets. And then the last couple of pages are your cash flow. We just, again, we continue to monitor that very closely, and you guys are in a good position.
Yay.
Yay. That's a good thing. Okay. Any questions that you guys might have for this month's financials? Okay. All right.
Valerie, thank you.
Okay, everyone, have a great evening.
You as well.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye. And Christian, are you seeing that Nick's with us?
I am. He's blue like a Smurf.
There is a blue cast. Is that on purpose?
I'm not sure what's up with that. I noticed it myself. Like, what is going on here? I mean, I'm not sure. I got a blue watch on, but it shouldn't make my whole face blue like this. I do have a lot of screens going on around me, so it's probably all these screens like shining blue light on me. Either that or I'm really cold.
Yeah, well, yeah, it could be. But you're in Chico. You can't be that cold.
You know, it was 32 degrees here this morning, which for Chico is really cold.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was 4 when I went to work this morning.
Ooh. Ouch.
Yeah.
So, Nick, I have not pointed out, but in their board packet, they have the two drawings, and I think they start, if you're looking at your packet on page 61, is the drawing you're submitting to the DWR?
Correct.
And then on page 62, I shared my future dream field.
Yeah, so just want to kind of run through where we're at with that?
Yep.
Okay, great. So I put together that plan for DWR. There's a plan for DWR, as Sherry mentioned, and then the one that we're going to, like, kind of our ultimate plan. My goal is to try to get you as much of that ultimate plan as possible. based on the funds that we have from DWR. I just don't know how much that's going to be currently. So what I'm doing is we put it out to bid to a few contractors. We're waiting for them to come back and give us what their pricing is. And then depending on what that is, we'll put in some alternates to try to prep as much for future work as possible to get you as much as we can out of that DWR grant.
So DWR, for anyone who doesn't know, Department of Water Resources, right?
Correct.
Okay. And we got a $400,000 grant. It's 2 years ago, maybe now, because we thought we were building on that 100 acres. And now we're not, but I see in the future that can be much more. It can be a CTE kind of center or a place we do more activities with students. So I think on the DWR plan, having the parking lot and then the well equipment and a road is being cut in as part of that. So that sets us up for what we, not only for what we're certainly entitled to, but sets us up for, you know, future, because now we have a parking lot, we have a road in.
Yeah. And there's only so much you can do with the DWR money. It has to be specifically attributed to the water system. But as part of that, we can be fairly liberal on what we're going to do with that. And part of that is, you know, we're putting the road in, we're putting the water system in, we're also putting upgraded electrical service in. So in the future, if you want to tie in, you've got the ability to run more stuff off of services that have already been established instead of having to go back to the power poles, pull more power, set up new electrical service. Same thing with the parking lot. We're calling that the well service turnaround area. So when you got a well truck going in there, we're just saying that there, you got to have this big area in order to set up a well truck, but we're going to end up using it for a parking area. And if there's money, we'll extend out where we're going to set up a pad so that in the future, you've already got a pad established for a building that you know, if you want to build a building or anything there, you'll have a compacted pad ready to put a foundation on. I don't know if there'll be money for that or not, but if we do, we're going to just try to stretch that $400,000 as much as possible.
And so, Nick, just talk about timing. When does this have to be spent by?
So right now we're supposed to be done. Our timing limit for the DWR, I think, is May 1st, plus or minus. We're trying to get done before that with one of the contractors that I've been speaking with. They think they can get it done all in about a month. But we want to try to get it done sooner than later, just so we don't have to worry about timing and, you know, running out the clock. Even though the winter is not the best time to drill a well, we can make it happen. We can get all this stuff in. There might be a few additional costs, but one of my biggest concerns was just making sure that, and Sherry, I don't know if you've talked to them about spreading out the expenditures or if that's something we want to talk about, or, but basically we want to try to get this all done by next spring.
Right. And we haven't talked about that. I've been talking to DMS, our finance folk, about, you know, if we, because here's the thing, everyone, we have to lay out the cash to the contractor, and then you submit the receipt to DWR. And what did you say, Nick? It could be like 90 days before we get it back.
Yeah, you know, hopefully it would be 30 days, but it could probably be up to 90 days. So you've got to be able to plan around that cash flow accordingly.
Right. So to me, that just is we're in good shape, but it's a cash flow issue, especially if the state's deferring their regular revenue payments to us. We just need to look at the timing on that.
And I did speak to one of our contractors, and they were okay with trying to work through it with us on that. And they don't have to push it through all at once, so that it should alleviate some concerns with that.
Awesome.
So open for questions then.
I'm good.
So Nick, while we got you, I explained that the FFR got submitted and we have already responded to some questions on that. Any feel for where the USDA is on decision making?
I wish I knew more, but USDA is quite the mysterious organization. So I don't have any more since we last spoke. I don't think there's much more, if anything, that they need. I believe they have all the information from us that they do require. It's just kind of waiting for them to go through their process. I would hope we would no sooner than later, but especially with the election and there's some issues with having a continuing resolution for USDA to get funds set aside. There's some other political stuff on the Washington side that can cause delays, but I'm hoping that we can get our approval sooner than later. I just don't know what that sooner means.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Back to the well. I just lost my train of thought. If we do have our numbers in for the bids in for the project here in the next week or so, which is what I'm hoping, what we would like to, or my personal goal would be to try to get an approval for the contract at the December meeting, if that's possible. So just as a heads up for everybody, if they're comfortable with that, we can review it and then make a determination at that point. That would be my goal, so that we can start working sooner than later to get this all scheduled out, just so that we're not pushing up to the May deadline.
I bet we can make that work. Great. Thank you. Thanks, Nick.
All right, great. If anybody, as always, if you guys got any questions, I'm always free.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Okay. Have a good one.
You too.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye.
That was a total blue cast.
It was a Papa Smurf.
Smurf was right.
Okay. So I think that puts us at program reports. Am I right?
You're correct. So you have that from, that was all in writing in your packet from each location, submitted a quick set of bullet points of what's going on with them. It also included the facility inspection report detail so that you could just see, nothing has really changed, right? We just have some issues at Doyle, one of which is on our agenda as an action item later with the leakage that we've been experiencing there. So I think the rest of the issues that show up there for Doyle, we would be looking at repairs when we get that USDA loan and actually buy that building and spend that money on doing that repair work.
All right, so that would put us at informational items.
Mm-hmm. And so one of the documents in there is the WASC update. Eleanor Clemens-Rude is our rep that works one day a week for us and goes around and talks to everybody. I think she does a great job getting input from all our stakeholder groups and our teachers to be working on writing this. She's making really good progress trying to find her way of understanding what WASC looks like in our COVID world. Thompson Peak should have had their self-study this spring, and that's been put off into the next school year. And she talks about that. They're making progress. And that was WASC put that off. They said, we're putting all of those in the spring off to next school year, because they prefer to come onto our campuses and do a thorough review. So that's making good progress. Kelly, you wanna share anything about how that's going for you?
Pardon me. So it's actually going pretty well. We work on it each Friday together in groups, and we're really making headway on it. And I'm hoping to have it at least a really, probably not the final, but pretty close to the final by Christmas time. So yeah, it's a labor of love.
Nice. Nice. It'd be really nice to have that report done, or at least in a good draft form. You know, it'll need to come to the board as well for their review, but to only have to be in a boat of maybe doing an update at the start of next year would be really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And Long Valley, for those that might recall, got a 6-year accreditation with a requirement to submit just a progress report at the midway point. And that midway point is this spring. So Eleanor is actively writing our responses to that. And then that will kind of get shopped around for comment and input. So making good progress on those things. We obviously had Nick. And then you have a couple letters in there that came from Lesson County Office of Ed about our learning continuity and attendance plans, which you approved previously. We had a special hearing and everything for that. They wanted a couple of updates, and I kept those as separate documents from your packets because they were so long. Basically, it was just some very simple language of saying how that money was being spent for unduplicated pupils, and it just needed to identify these money. This action is for, so you know, economically disadvantaged kids or English learners or whatever the specific goal was for.
Hey, so that looks like it puts us at action items. Mm-hmm. Are we ready? So, action item A, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of an updated reopening plan. I will make a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Wilma. All in favor by roll, Christian, aye. Larry?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, item B, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the revised board policy 3001 and administrative regulation 3002, section 504. Do we have a motion? I'll make a motion. Do I have a second?
I second it.
Thank you, Larry. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. Larry?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Thank you. Item C, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of an updated suicide prevention policy number 6013. Do we have a motion?
I'd like to make the motion as stated.
Thank you, John. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Wilma. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. Larry?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Thank you. On to item D, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of resolution 2020-2103, dual enrollment with Feather River College. Okay, go ahead, Larry. Larry, did you make a motion?
Yes.
Thank you. I'll second. All in favor by roll, Christian, aye. Larry?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Thank you. Item E, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of a monthly bus driver stipend for Misty. I will make a motion. I have a second. Thank you, Wilma. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. Larry?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Thank you. Item F, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of an updated certificate and classified salary schedule effective 1-1-2021 to address the increases in minimum wage.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Wilma.
I'll second it.
Thank you, John. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. Larry?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Thank you. Item G, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of a revised board policy 1010 on substitute rates.
Motion.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, John. All in favor by roll. Christian? Aye. Larry?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Thank you. Item H, discussion and possible action regarding the selection and approval of roof repair quote for the Doyle Main Building.
So let me add here that what we're going to need is a motion to approve roof repair quote by, because you have two that you're looking at. So we have to identify which one you're approving. And you can see they're priced really similarly. That was not a, there was not a big gap in their pricing. I did recommend in there that you consider the one by Moore Roofing only because we have had lots of experience with them. And that person has run out many times when we've had, you know, a leak and need immediate assistance to do some kind of patch. But the other one is another well-respected contractor out of Susanville. So let me know if you have questions to help you in your decision.
Does anybody have a questions or a motion?
I'll make a motion.
To what?
The item H.
I know, but do you want to, which bid do you want to accept, Larry?
The guy that's been working or the new guy?
So Moore Roofing.
Larry, did you want, do you want to approve it for Moore Roofing just as it's recommended?
Larry, did you have a preference on which vendor?
I can't hear you.
Yeah, I can't hear.
Preference on which vendor? He can't hear you.
Are you hearing me, Misty, back there?
I did.
Yeah.
So we just needed to be sure whether it's the Moore Roofing bid or the Shorts bid.
So there's two bids, one for the guy that's been working on the roof all the time, and then one from a different company. So we just need to, in the motion, whether you want to stay with the guy that's been doing the work or go to the new bid, I think is what she's asking.
You hear Wilma? No. So they want to know if you want to go with the gentleman that's been doing the roof work more. Is that correct, Sherry?
Yes. Yeah.
More, or do you want to go with
Shorts?
What are we deciding to do? I'm in favor of all of it. Just get her done.
Believe me, Doyle's ready to get her done on this one.
Motion already.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to go with the higher, whatever.
Okay, more. The more. Yeah.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, John. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. Larry?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Thank you. So future items, we're going to be our first interim budget overview for parents, an updated safety plan.
And now Nick just told us we're probably going to look at quotes for the well.
Right. Contract. We'll have well quotes. And Sherry, I know I've talked to you about this, but I will not be present for the December meeting. So we'll have three and have a quorum.
So it'll be important, John, is that date. Can we just take a quick check with everybody that you expect to be available?
I expect to do it, but I start a job Monday with UPS.
What? You're not taking a job with Long Valley, driving the bus down in Doyle? Man.
He wants the students to
They must pay better or something. I don't know. Okay. Larry, the 10th works for you. And Wilma?
Yes.
Okay. So if we learn that John can't, then we may need to change the date so that we can be sure that Christian, would you need it? Like, when would you need it if we needed to change it?
Well, it would have to be prior to the 10th, but we have to have enough time to, you know, get our notices out. And then I probably wouldn't be available for good week and a half after the 10th.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you that a lot of the reports that we're having to do, like that first interim budget, have to be to the state by the 15th. So
okay.
we need to make sure we have our meeting before that point.
Right.
Gary, Go ahead.
Your turn, John.
Yeah, sure. I'll just go ahead and tell my boss I'll take the day off.
Okay.
Thank you, John. Right.
Or at least half a day.
The job you haven't even started?
Yeah, it's basically what I'm doing. I'm just a bread truck runner. I'm the one that has to contend with all the dogs and the irritable people while the driver sits in the truck.
All right.
Okay.
I'll check in. At least a week and a half before, make sure everybody's good. Otherwise, we may need to make a switch.
Okay. Yeah, just keep me posted on that. Okay. So we're going to adjourn today's meeting at
6:27.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, everybody.
Layman's terms. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
All right.